This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've looked into the book of Jeremiah a number of days now. It's important to learn what this great man of God said, not only to his generation, but to ours as well. We find what he wanted to get across in Jeremiah 17, 5-10. Don't presume you are okay with God. To amplify this focus, first, notice the contrast between what is said in verses 5 through 6 and 7 and 8. Verse 5 says, "Cursed is the man who trusts in man." Verse 7 says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord." Read those two verses carefully, and you'll find a significant difference between one who trusts in himself and one who trusts in God. Do you want your life to be like a bush in the wasteland who will not see prosperity when it comes, who will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives? Or would you prefer he will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream? It does not fear when heat comes, its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. It's important to make this comparison. As you do, keep in mind what verse 9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" You can be deceived. You might think you're okay when in reality you're not. That's why the focus needs to be emphasized. Don't presume you are okay with God. Examine yourself. Are you trusting in God alone for forgiveness and abundant life?